For new immigrants to Israel, the coronavirus pandemic has compounded other adjustment issues and challenges they face. Keep Olim is a nonprofit, community-based organization that provides support to new immigrants in all facets of their lives, ranging from practical assistance to emotional counseling in their native language. Reporter Naomi Segal heard more about the organization from Keep Olim CEO and co-founder Liami Lawrence.
Tell us a little bit, first of all, what is Keep Olim and how did it come to be?
Sure. So I made Aliyah 6 years ago from Beverly Hills, and people call me crazy. Just that in itself is crazy. And I quickly fell. I never got a job. I couldn't get a job. And I was watched all my Olim friends leave from Opon and everything. And I finally decided I was leaving too. My friend Tal said, don't go quietly, use your big mouth, and tell the Israelis what's going on, that so many Olim are coming here with dreams, and they're not fulfilling them, and they're going back brokenhearted. So I went to Facebook, started a group called Keep Olim in Israel Movement. In 72 hours, 3,000 people were in the group. In 2 weeks, 8,000. Haaretz wrote a cover story about me. Then it just took off. Then all the media picked it up. And Svika, who's my co-founder, Svika Griver, he's a lawyer, and he said, why don't we actually help Olim by starting a nonprofit? And so from this Facebook group, we came up with this nonprofit, Keep Olim. And we have now, 5 years later, 43,000 plus Olim from 100 different countries. We have done everything with no money, no budget. We don't even have an office. And basically, we've rescued 15 homeless Olim off the streets, including one a few days ago. We have answered 240 suicidal and desperate phone calls. In fact, we have two this morning. And both the ones in this morning are Spanish speakers. We're here for all Olim. It's the first time Olim have been united in 70 years. We put them in one group. So it's a very diversified group, not only from 100 countries, but half of the group is religious, some of it's Haredi, and the other part are part Jews, quarter Jews, half Jews, left wing, right wing, everybody in the group together. There's no politics. So we've also been taking care of lone soldiers. We have been giving free counseling to all lone soldiers and Olim soldiers before, during, and after the army to prevent suicides and to get them the mental health. And the therapy is all anonymous. So, because basically with soldiers, the issue is very simply that if they're afraid to go to the commander to say that something's wrong, because they're afraid of losing their profile going down, or them being relieved of duty, or them being released from the army. So they're very, very afraid. So, and they don't want that on their profile. So they call us crying, and we try to help them. We've helped more than 40 soldiers in the last 3 months.
How did you come up with the framework to provide the counseling for the soldiers, and how did they know
well,
to reach out to you?
Well, it's very simple. We have a group. We offer counseling in 15 different languages. We have support groups in 6 languages. Our website is now, by Monday, should be in Spanish and French and Russian as well as English. That's our website, keepolim.org. We're here for everybody, and we have to provide, you know, for mental health, you need a person that understands you. So all our therapists are Olim themselves, and they speak the language of the person. You know, if you come from a certain, it's good to, in therapy, just try to speak broken Hebrew with the therapist, you're going to get nowhere. So we have therapists that understand you. We offer discount therapy at a reduced rate, and if somebody can't afford that, we do it for free. We've helped hundreds of people. The most important thing, you know, we do from the heart. So, like, okay, I'll give you an example. We have crises now this morning. So people wrote me and tagged me on Facebook posts of suicidal people in Spanish groups and stuff. And then I contact them. They contact me. Then I talk to them, get their information, and then we get them a Spanish-speaking therapist that could help them.
Do you work with the welfare authorities at all if they need referrals?
No, we've helped people. Like, we work with the welfare authorities when we put the homeless people into homes. So that we do. But basically, we do everything ourselves. You know, we rely on private donations. We get no government help whatsoever. We have a new Takim. We should get government help. We have a meeting with a big Knesset member in a couple of weeks, and hopefully that will change things. But everything we do, I mean, because of Corona, so we stopped doing, we're not, sadly not going to do the most amazing program we have, Noah Alone, where we match people up for the holidays. We already matched 1,500 people up in previous years. And half of the people were Russian, and half of those celebrated Passover or Rosh Hashanah for the first time ever in their lives. And we personally match people because we want them to bond and be friends and develop relationships. So, you know, programs like that are on hold. Our Bikur Cholim program that we have 300 people volunteering across the country to not only visit sick Olim, but to take care of them, drive them to doctors, cook for them. That's on hold. That was on hold like a few weeks before BB locked down the country. That's led by the amazing Joan Berman Shrensky, and she's done an awesome job. I mean, this is work that goes so quietly unnoticed because we don't take pictures of people in hospital beds. Not appropriate.
How have needs changed? Going back to some of the supports for lone soldiers, was there anything that characterized their needs, especially during this coronavirus pandemic, that
yes.
was perhaps different than?
Okay. So we were told that there was a group of about 40 lone soldiers in Haifa. These are Russian new immigrants. They're like 17, 18 years old. They finished the Sela program, which brings them to Israel. Then it's a six-month break, and they go to the army. The government only gives them 1,800 shekels a month to live off of. These people are from poor families. They have nobody here. They can't pay their rent and food and bills on 1,800 shekels a month, so they were starving. So we found out about it a month ago. We gave them gift certificates to Rami Levy. And next week, we're going to go back to Haifa and give them more gift certificates so they'll have food for the holidays. We basically adopted these kids. And a number of them have come to us for counseling in Russian. And we've already given five of these 40 soldiers counseling already. This is what there is because, you know, there's such a need. And we're not going to let people starve because of the corona situation. You know, we also established 25 so far free Zoom support groups. And we do that by language and by age. So in these small Zoom support groups, you meet with a therapist in either English, Spanish, French, Russian, or Portuguese. And we try to get the people to bond with each other, and that after the support group is finished, they will continue with each other.
So it's building a community.
It's building a community because now older people have different issues in a support group than younger people. You have a lot of people who are distancing themselves and staying in their houses, especially older, and they can't see their grandchildren or their children. And so they have their own special issues, and this is what we deal with, alienation, you know, loneliness, you know, other people, younger groups deal with, like, jobs, you know, because they worry that they lost their jobs. 28% of the elite are now unemployed. So, you know, we put people together according to their issues. We want them to bond and support each other.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having us. Please go to keepolim.org for any more information. And thank you so much, Chag Sameach, to everybody. Shana Tova.